And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The 9th annual Ernest J. Gaines Lecture Series will be given by Zoom on October 20th at 6 p.m. If you'd be interested in joining the Zoom lecture, you can contact Shailen Woods, who is the head of the Ernest J. Gaines Center and the archivist there. Her email is shailen.woods@louisiana.edu. You can find her email at the Ernest J. Gaines Center website. The Hilliard Art Museum will have an artist talk with Kara Woods. Her exhibit Axis is on display at the Hilliard now. There will be an artist's talk with the curator Benjamin Hickey and Kara Woods, October 20th at 6 p.m. You can go to the Hilliard website, which is hilliardmuseum.org, to find a sign-up link for the Zoom lecture. And looking a little further ahead, the Levy Lecture this year will be given by Dr. Lawrence Feingold. That will be at 7 o'clock Monday, October 25th in Angel Hall Auditorium. It's open to everyone, and it is in person. If you'd like to know more about it, you can contact the English department, but it will be in Angel Hall, 7 o'clock, Monday, October 25th. And at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, lots of things happening there. They opened a new exhibit this past weekend, Brandon Ballanger, The Age of Loneliness. Also, they recycle instruments for local public school programs. The program is called Play It Again. You can donate instruments such as violins, flutes, trumpets, saxophones, guitars, and other band and orchestra instruments. You can drop them off at the Acadiana Center for the Arts or call them for further information. The Gulf Brew Street Festival will take place this Saturday, October 16th, from 1 to 5 p.m. For information on the Gulf Brew Street Festival, you can call the ACA or go to their website. The UL Lafayette College of Liberal Arts is celebrating 100 years. Alumni and friends are invited to share photos and memories of liberal arts, their experiences there, their memories. And this is at liberalarts.louisiana.edu/100. That is the website to go to, liberalarts.louisiana.edu/100. And the Hilliard Art Museum has a lot of things happening this fall. We did mention the artist talk coming up, but they have many exhibits, including 20 years of Mare Press and a collection. The Mare Press is housed here on the UL campus in the Department of Visual Arts. The Tesh Center for the Arts in Breaux Bridge has opened a new exhibit curated by artist Linda Fries. It's entitled Wild Trees 2. The Tesh Project will have the Shake Your Trail Feather Paddle Parade this weekend, October 16th, from Poche Bridge to Breaux Bridge. For all the details and how to become involved, you can go to teshproject.org. The Festival of Words, which will take place later this fall in November, is having a writing competition for students in grades 3 through 12. October 22nd is the deadline. If your child, your student would like to participate, the email address for submitting pieces of work, whether it's poems, short fiction, short pieces of plays, is nwpacadiana@gmail.com. nwpacadiana@gmail.com. And they will have an open mic, a Zoom open mic on Thursday, October 21st for Festival of Words. It's called the Pieces of Hope Open Mic. And looking just a few days ahead, on Friday, KRVS will start the fall fundraiser. It runs for 10 days. It starts on Friday. It's your opportunity to support the programs that matter so much to you and the radio station that is a very unique part of this community, very unique station in this country. If you've never become a member, you can do so now at krvs.org, or you can join in Friday and give a call or make your contribution. All the producers will know. We do share that information with them, so you can contribute online and your messages and support will be passed along to them. You can support KRVS right now at krvs.org. There's a red button that says donate. It's very easy to make your individual contribution. If you'd like to learn more about other ways of helping KRVS, the support button gives you a drop-down menu of a variety of ways to give. You can become a program underwriter. You can donate a vehicle to KRVS. There's also a form there. If you are a UL faculty or staff, you can give through payroll deduction. So lots of ways to give. You can learn more about that at our website. You can also sign up for our newsletter at the website as well.